Hello, the Simon is the prophetess, the word of God, episode 20. And what is the scripture we're using? Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And if you've been listening to this episode, you know when we say quick, it's not running. It is alive. For the word of God is alive. For the word of God is a living organism and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we're looking at knowledge. And I says, the only way man has been able to obtain his knowledge, accumulate his knowledge, is through a common source all over the world. We've all learned through our senses. And I'm showing you how important the senses are. But we've come to the point where I say the senses are limited because they cannot tell us the source of life, the source of creation. And I said, when man comes to the last frontier of knowledge about all these things, about creation, about man, about life, then he leaps into the abyss, leaps into the unknown, leaps into the dark, and begins to make intelligent guesses and theories. And some of the theories, we just wonder, how can you just say that all creation came about through a big bang? A big bang was a blast. When the blast happened, then the latest Mercedes-Benz, arranged and put together, landed on the earth. How can you say something like that? How can you look at a man? Now look at yourself. Look at yourself. Look at how the man was made. Look at, you can see an intelligent being did what he did. Why is your nose not on top of your eyes? Why is your nose not on top of your eyes? Why isn't your nose on top of your eyes? The human being, why is our noses not on top of our eyes? There is a reason. Is there not a reason? Is there not a cause? You eat pepper. You eat things that have oil and all that. And imagine if the eye was on top of, the nose was on top of the eye, or the mouth was on top of the eye. Everything you eat, all the pepper, all the oil, all the hot stuff that we drink and we eat, if the mouth was on top of your eye, everything you eat will go into your eye. Everything you go into. So even the proportion of things on your face, how the face is arranged, you can see an intelligent being, an intelligent hand designed it. There is a design. Ah, look at how the world is, and the planets are revolving, and the sun which is revolving, and all that is happening. There is a clock. You can say that something, someone has timed it, where how the sun will rise and will set every day, daily. How the seasons will come and go. Oh, there must be a creator. It can never be. So I'm just saying this to tell you that. So when you hear that the Big Bang theory and all that, you can see that, yes, the scientists can learn about the things that are on the earth. The things, you can even go to the moon and pick rocks and learn about them. But when it comes to the source, why is the man here on earth? Although all those things, sense knowledge is limited. And the only thing they can do is to leap into the dark. When they come to this last frontier of knowledge, they cannot know. They do not know. They cannot put life into a laboratory and put it and say, yes, life. They cannot. It is not possible. These are things that are beyond the senses. They are beyond the senses. They are beyond the senses. So that is why Darwin made those guesses. That is why they leap into the dark. Because it's what? Beyond. It is what? beyond. Are you understanding? Because this is what is going to lead us in our next episode into what the Word of God is. What the Word of God is. A lot of us, all we have obtained through our lives is through the senses. And we try to learn the Bible in that same way. And that is where we make our mistakes. You're so blessed. Keep listening. Bye.